Why don't you just thank Shark for, in addition to the work that he has to do, he is taking time to be on your...
You're just looking for problems. I'm not going to start with you.
On your pitch.
Actually, I am going to start with you.
Go ahead.
Green Bay, Philly. Philly favored by 3.
Listen, I got a subscription to The Athletic.
You paid for it?
Well, my husband and sons, so I just signed into their account.
Okay.
So that I can be knowledgeable this time around.
Wonderful.
Your effing pick?
Philly.
I'm assuming, Matt, you're not taking Philly?
I'm going to go with Green Bay on the road in Sao Paulo, Brazil.
Oh, it's, I keep thinking it's in Philly.
Oh.
It's in Brazil. Did you know that?
No.
Parts of Philly look like Brazil.
Which is lucky for Philly.
Right. You've ever been to Strawberry Fields area? Yeah, it's Philly.
What about you, big guy?
I'm going to take Philly in this one.
Take Philly? How about you, Mark?
I'm going Green Bay on this one.
Yeah, I'm going Green Bay, too. My daughter, who has picks, she picked Green Bay because she likes Jordan Love. New England, by the way, my daughter is by proxy. She's going to be involved here.
I just love it.
If she calls me.
This is Annie?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Because if she actually called me today and I asked her to be in it, and she said yes. So anytime she wants to talk to me, sort of like our relationship, Christine.
I get it.
Yeah.
Anytime your kids want to talk to you besides asking for money.
I'll take it.
It's a win.
Mm-hmm. New England at Cincinnati.
You calling her. Christine, good job by you calling her Annie, because I understand if you call her Annalise, she'll deck you. So
don't
ever call her Annalise.
She hates her birth name.
Why would you bring it up on the radio if you know she doesn't like it?
I talked about it today. Well, because her brothers, if they want to tweak her,
yeah,
they'll call her by her full name.
I love the name Annalise.
I love it, too.
That's beautiful.
But she'll punch you. Yeah. She will punch you. Cincinnati, 7.5 favorites against New England. I mean, listen, I hate to do it. Annie took New England because she said she had to. I took Cincinnati because I'm not stupid.
Hey, buddy,
Anybody taking New England?
15?
No.
You know what? I'm going to do it.
You are.
Do it.
I'm going to do it. It's the Gerard Mayo era. I love that guy. I love him shaking things up. I know they don't have a quarterback or whatever.
They don't have anything.
Whatever. I'm just going to say, I'm going to take it because 7.5 is a lot.
And some people have it at 8.5. Okay, I'm assuming, Shark, you're taking Cincinnati.
Yes, Cincinnati. I am taking Cincinnati, yes.
How come when you hang up with us, you don't tell us you love us? Just saying.
He actually does with us.
Does he?
He doesn't do that on your show.
Always say that. No,
at the end of traffic, he always says, love you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He does not.
Love you.
Totally, 100%.
Yeah.
Absolutely. On the last report of the morning, I say, love you.
That's how you build a rapport with people.
I feel even worse about myself. The Jets are at San Francisco.
Oh, you know what? Mine or Christine's pick on that one?
I said anybody taking New England, and if you took New England, you speak up.
Oh, that's why I spoke up.
Are you taking New England?
No, I'm not taking New England.
Okay.
Man, he is going against everybody, friend or foe today.
I will start with you, Matthew. The Jets at San Francisco. San Francisco favored by 4.5.
Aaron Rodgers loves playing in San Francisco, so I'm going to take the Jets.
Wow, J-E-T-S. Jets.
Moreover, do you think he makes more than 5 plays this season?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. There's probably money on that one.
Yeah. Warpath. Aaron Rodgers is going to be on this one.
San Francisco.
Taking SF?
Yep.
Same.
I didn't ask you yet.
Too bad. San Francisco. That's my pick.
Mark, what about you, bud?
Write that down.
I got it.
New York Jets. The Jets.
Yeah, I'm taking the Jets, too. Annie's taking San Francisco. We're going to go to college just because it's a big game, and I'm trying to mix it up a little bit. By the way, if we want to do format changes, we can still change it to mix it up if you want to. The Texas Longhorns at Michigan, defending champ. Texas actually favored by 7.5 on the road.
Mm-hmm.
I am taking Michigan. And who hasn't started yet? Who hasn't gone first?
Salt hasn't gone first.
Sure. I'm going to take Texas in this one. It's going to piss off my buddy Scott, but you know, what are you going to do?
I think they're perennial choke. They choke one game a year.
We'll see if it's start off.
Matt,
we'll
I want to make sure you have time to chime in.
Thank you. I will take Texas. I think Michigan without Jim Harbaugh is going to be a mess.
Mark?
Texas.
Did you say anything, Christina?
No.
Nebraska.
I cannot go with the Texas team because of Nebraska.
Of course.
Michigan.
All right, Mish. Now we get to, by the way, we couldn't find a line on UConn. Well, anywhere, even though Connecticut,
they don't
can't
even have a phone line.
The
you
line
can't
is zero.
They're like, if you're dumb enough to bet UConn, you need help. They're playing Merrimack, which most people don't even know has a football program. Mm-hmm. And what we'll do is you pick the winner, which we'll probably all pick the same. I don't know. And then we'll do the score, and whoever's closest to the actual spread or whatever will get like 2 points.
All right.
Does that sound good?
Oh, all right.
Fun fact about Merrimack, Charlie Day from It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia went to college there.
Wow, and you look and sound like Charlie Day.
Now I know.
Is he starting quarterback this weekend?
I think he's taller than their starting quarterback.
Absolutely. Is anyone going against UConn?
I am.
Uh-oh.
Wow.
You taking the Mac?
I'm taking Merrimack 15-10 over UConn.
They didn't do bad against Air Force, but I think Mark just drove by the high school and got a little bit of the secondhand smoke. But, okay, everyone else goes UConn. Christine, you want to give me a score?
I think UConn is just going to wipe the floor with these people.
These people.
They are from Massachusetts.
You're an anti-dentite.
I love that we started a war with Massachusetts here in Connecticut over basketball.
Well, someone's dropping bombs or whatever.
Yeah. Like,
we have subs.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Sikorsky helicopters.
Yeah,
we can really blow.
We'd have a lot more oceanfront property.
We have superior firepower to the Minutemen of Massachusetts.
Yeah, they have old Ironsides from 300 years ago.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know what a score would be. Somebody pick one for me.
3-2.
Thank you.
3-2.
Yep.
For Christine.
You'll go into safety. I like it.
First of all, I mean, it's possible. It's possible.
Anything's possible.
I'm going to go with 14-13 in this one.
Oh, nice.
Wow, that's a barn burner. I have 24-13. Matt, since you didn't get enough talk time today, why don't you take us
it's
to the
funny.
Post?
I think I'm going to go UConn 30, Merrimack 13.
30-13. Awesome. In all honesty, guys, it's great to see you. What?
UConn's going to score 30 points.
UConn's got 30 in them. They'll never do it again, but this weekend they're going to do it.
Mark,
come on, man.
We're getting you a new car for next week.
A new car?
Yeah. I'm going to win the lottery. I'm going to win that $740 million, and then I'm buying you whatever you want.
Listen, I only have 3 more payments on this car, and I own it, so I don't
know.
Just give it to Zach when I buy you some sweet ride.
All right. I appreciate that, Brian.
All right, guys. Listen, it's great to see you. Glad everyone's doing well, especially you, Christine.
Oh, thank you.
Really good. All right, we'll take a break.